This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Rolien Marx, good morning to you. How are you?
Well, it is a good morning because I just heard you singing.
Yeah, not so well though. And I've still got that touch of man flu lingering. So it makes me a little bit more husky than I normally. I'm almost sounding like Mukundi this morning.
Well, Mukundi does have the most delicious voice.
All right, so there we go. You heard it from Israel. You heard it from Israel, Mukundi. All right, Rolien, lots of talk about the co-branded anti-Semitic, and we'll press on with investigations. What's going on here?
Well, as we have been speaking about for a while now, the United Nations Human Rights Council have their commission of inquiry into rights abuses by Israel and the Palestinians. But of course, in keeping with the tradition of the UNHRC, this was only focused on Israel. So last week they released their second report. We spoke about it a bit, making demands like calling on the UN Security Council to end Israel's permanent occupation. That's their words, not mine. And yesterday they brought it to the General Assembly, and I don't think it went as well as they hoped it would be. The Commission of Inquiry was accused by several states of being anti-Semitic, and those states include countries such as the United States, the United Kingdom, Australia, Guatemala, Germany, Austria, the Netherlands, Canada, the Czech Republic, Albania, Liberia, nice to see an African country there, Italy, Uruguay, Micronesia, and many took to the stage to the podium to castigate the COI. We've heard from Kathleen Rice. She is the American envoy to the UNHRC. She says the recent biased and one-sided Commission of Inquiry's report on Israel should be flat out rejected. This blatantly anti-Semitic commission is a stain on the reputation of the UN and should be disbanded. Those are some harsh words. Indeed, the British envoy said that the COI had an overly expansive mandate which furthered a disproportionate focus on Israel without a time limit for such an investigation. And very interesting was the representative from Palau. Now, I had to check where Palau is.
Where is that?
It is in Micronesia. It's very close to Australia. And the ambassador from Palau said, or asked rather, how the three members of the commission had been appointed given the numerous outright and anti-Israel public statements made by the members both before and during their tenure. She went on to say the report states Israel's unwillingness to participate in the investigation, but how should one support an investigation where members have shown their bias very publicly.
Yeah.
So some harsh words indeed. I mean, we only have to look at comments made by the commissioners. We had the one commissioner say, this is Chris Sodotti, he's actually from Australia, saying that Jews throw around the accusation of anti-Semitism like rice at a wedding. The infamous Milun Kotari talking about the Jewish lobby and how we control social media while speaking to Mondavas, a profoundly anti-Israel, anti-Semitic platform. And of course, Navi Pillay from South Africa.
Yes, never branded an anti-Semite, has she been?
Oh, never at all. I mean, she doubled down. She said, she's 81 years old and she has never been called an anti-Semite, Howard.
Well, she's just not listening. Or maybe because she's, maybe she needs to get her hearing assistant improved, because we've certainly called her an anti-Semite. She certainly protects anti-Semites, doesn't she?
She certainly does. I mean, her track record speaks for itself. And she says, this will be received with outrage in my home country. Well, actually, Navi, if you're listening, and who knows, she might listen to the Morning Mayhem, Howard. I don't think anybody's going to bat an eyelid. Your supporters are certainly going to cheer you on, and your detractors are certainly going to agree that you are an anti-Semite. You know, people who sign petitions supporting movements calling for the end of the state of Israel and support people like terrorist Leila Khaled, you know, could be, I don't know, maybe it's just me, Howard, a little bit anti-Semitic.
Yeah, and that's the theme this week, isn't it? Because certainly the Kanye story, and also not only is there this incredible rise of anti-Semitism in the United States following the Kanye story, but it's also now the fourth anniversary of the Pittsburgh Tree of Life massacre.
Well, it all comes at quite a moment, and I was actually listening to a little excerpt from the Simon Wiesenthal Center this morning on the fourth anniversary of this, and I have to admit I was actually moved to tears, because this has been a profoundly difficult week for Jews, not just in the United States but around the world, because what this issue with Kanye West has done is it has given a green light to some of the most virulent anti-Semites that it's okay to say whatever you want, but it's also very importantly brought the issue of anti-Semitism into conversation, long overdue conversations about how destructive that is. And if I look at this week, I look at Kanye West bringing together, as we say, the horseshoe of the far left and the far right, because on Saturday we had that horrific sign by the Goyim Defense League. They are a neo-Nazi group in the United States, hanging a sign above the 405 in Los Angeles saying, honk if you think Kanye's right about the Jews, and absolutely disturbing to see how many people honked or hooted their support. And then you've got this juxtaposition with the fourth anniversary of the Tree of Life massacre, and listening to the rabbi speak, and he said words matter. It's words that lead to hateful deeds. And then we cut to the United Nations, especially the Human Rights Council, meant to be the last bastion of protecting human rights. And what it has become is a free-for-all for institutionalized anti-Semitism. Reports coming in, anti-Semitism just over the last weeks is up by 40% in the United States. I belong to a WhatsApp group called the Female Zionist Collective. It brings together women from around the world who are activists against anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism, and reading some of the reports coming in from the Americans is absolutely devastating. I'm going to read to you from somebody from the United States. She says, I'm in the cinema, art, and fashion world. I've seen Israelis and Jews apologizing for their existing Jewish careers in my field, and also in the culinary spaces destroyed over a few weeks around May 2021. That was when we had the war with Gaza. Business people who built from nothing, their businesses destroyed. She says, it's insane because people still associate New York with such a Jewish identity, but the new wave is so anti-Zionist and anti-Semitic, it feels like it has happened overnight. I don't know if anyone else can relate to this. I have been in New York for 12 years, but I felt it changed overnight.
Incredible. It's just quite an unbelievable thing how America and how problematic Jewish identity is in the United States at the moment. And we were having this conversation a little bit earlier, because I see that Apple has removed Kanye West's playlist, and I happen not to agree with that. I think that people should have a choice. It's a music. It's, you know, if we have to look at the identity and the prejudices of many of our artists, authors, etc. I think we'll be left with very, very little, unfortunately.
Well, it has been an extraordinary fall from grace. I mean, if we just look at the list of companies, TJ Maxx, Peloton, Adidas, Apple, Madame Tussauds removed his waxwork from the museum in London. I mean, if that is not cancelling you, Howard, I don't know what is.
Even your wax figure has been cancelled. Wow.
Vogue.
It is a bit hectic. Yeah.
Gap, Balenciaga, and now reports coming out that he wanted to name his 2018 album Hitler because he admired how Hitler was able to amass so much power in such a short matter of time. The Los Angeles Holocaust Museum inviting him to meet with them to say, you know, let's talk, let's look at a way through this, let's discuss why these words are so harmful. The New York.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Do you think that he's been protected until now? Because why is all of this coming out now, where we've seen his rantings before, but we've never seen the viciousness and the hate in them to this extent?
Oh, we haven't. And you know what? He's also facing a lot of backlash from the black community for wearing his shirt that says White Lives Matter. And when you speak to black activists, you can understand why that is so hurtful to them, because it's cancelling out something very important about raising the issue of the black experience. And, you know, I think that the LA Holocaust Museum was trying to say to him, come and talk to us so that we can understand your experience and you can understand mine. And he immediately turned that down. He said, no, Planned Parenthood is my Holocaust. You know, cancelling out the opportunity to engage.
What does it even mean? What does it even mean? Like, well, what's one got to do with the other? It's bizarre. Well, it's obviously unfortunately that's where we look at this unhinged nature of his maybe mental illness. But obviously it's not an excuse for his behavior.
Well, I think we cannot blame his behavior on mental health issues, because many people suffer from mental health issues. They don't go on weeks-long tirades against a discriminated against minority. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen. And it's just so extraordinarily bizarre. I mean, he was here in Jerusalem a couple of years ago baptizing his oldest daughter, North, with his ex-wife, Kim Kardashian. She has also condemned his comments without mentioning his name. And he was feted by Nir Barkat and Benjamin Netanyahu, and he was speaking about Israeli innovation. You know, blaming it all on J.P. Morgan, who, by the way, isn't Jewish-owned, for breaking up or for telling him they want him to bank elsewhere. You know, it's ugly anti-Semitic tropes. And then the really ludicrous one was the accusation that him and his ex-wife, Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson, well, that was just Zionist Jews. I mean, I knew he was sexy, Howard. I just didn't know we were that sexy.
It's absolutely bizarre, but this other story will obviously continue. While we've still got a bit of time, I wanted to hear a little bit more about guns in Turkey. Tell us about that.
Such an important moment for both our countries. Defense Minister Benny Gantz in Turkey yesterday. You know, you and I have been speaking over the months how the relationship between Israel and Turkey is really warming up. We're renewing these ties, once so strong, which really took a turn for the worse following the issue with the Mavi Marmara. We have seen President Herzog visit Turkey meet with President Erdogan. Our Prime Minister Yair Lapid has met with President Erdogan, as well as the Foreign Minister Cavusoglu. And yesterday we had Benny Gantz meeting not just with his counterpart, the Defense Minister, to renew ties and cooperation between the two countries, but also with President Erdogan. And he spoke to the President, and he actually thanked the President for putting the pressure on Hamas cells, which we know are present in Turkey. So Turkey, even though we've seen this war of words over the last couple of years, we are starting to see a very, very strong renewal of ties, and it's very, very heartening to see.
It really is absolutely amazing. And also, equally so, I think is the Lebanon and Israel, the agreement that has finally been signed.
It has been signed, baby steps, as we say. This is a massive step in terms of agreement. I noted yesterday no handshakes at the signing ceremony at a UN base in the border between North Israel and South Lebanon. But this is very, very positive, a very positive moment for Israel, because the final agreement on this maritime border, which has allowed our Karish natural gas fields to start operation, which means we are already starting to produce natural gas, which will be exported, which will be brilliant things for our economy, which will be great things for our region, and very importantly, help to provide a solution to the ongoing energy crisis around the world.
Absolutely right, and that's where we leave it. Rolene Marks, thank you as always. Wishing you a fantastic weekend, a Shabbat Shalom, and we'll catch you next week. It is 8 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.